Good morning. It's good to be with you on this Monday morning. I hope you had a wonderful Easter yesterday. I know that I did, my family did. It was a great day at St. Matthew's, a great day preaching with my friends at Anderson United Methodist in Jackson. Just a great day all around. Easter's great. You know, I say if a preacher, you can't preach on Easter, something's wrong. So it was a great day. And Easter is always a chance to start looking forward to what is new and what's happening. And so I'm excited about St. Matthew's welcoming our new youth pastor, Mary Beth Ashley Davis, to be with us starting this week. So we're excited about that and excited about great things happening in our church. And so I'm excited to pick back up with you in Joel. You know, last week we went through our Holy Week and looked at each day in particular. But today we're gonna be close to finishing up Joel. You know, we're walking through our some of our minor prophets, and so we're gonna finish up Joel today. Not finish up Joel. We'll have one more day today and tomorrow, and then we'll move to Amos next. We'll just walk through our minor prophets for a little bit of a season. So let's pick up with Joel chapter 3. If you remember from chapter 2, where we left off a few weeks ago, that God was gonna pour out His Spirit. We talked about how the end of Joel. Joel 2:28 through the end of that chapter 32 is the text that Peter preached from Pentecost Sunday when the Spirit of God fell, where God says He'll pour out His Spirit upon all persons. So we see that chapter 3 actually is a continuation of chapter 2. So we're going to pick up kind of there where God's saying, I'm going to pour out My Spirit, the day of the Lord will come. So let's pick up with chapter 3, verse 1, and we're going to read through verse 16. For in those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them on the account of my people and my heritage Israel, because they have been scattered among the nations. They have divided my land and cast lots for my pledge, traded boys for prostitutes, and sold girls for wine, and drunk it down. What are you to me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the regions of Phastalia? Are you paying me back for something? Are your deeds paid back? Are your deeds paying me back? I will turn your deeds back upon your own head swiftly and speedily. For you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried my rich treasures into your temples. You have sold the people of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks, removing them far from their own borders. But now I will rouse them to leave the places by which you have sold them, and I will turn your deeds back upon your heads. I will sell your sons and daughters into the hand of the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabians, a nation far away. For the Lord has spoken. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare war. Stir up the warriors. Let the soldiers draw near. Let them come down. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weakling say, I'm a warrior. Come quickly, all you nations around. Gather yourselves. Bring down your warriors, O Lord. Let the nations rouse themselves and come to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the neighboring nations. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Go in, tread. The winepress is full. The vat overflow. For their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of destruction. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of destruction. The sun and the moon are darkened, and their stars withdraw from their shining. The Lord roars from Zion. He utters His voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shake. But the Lord is a refuge for His people, a stronghold for the people of Israel. We see here a picture of God's judgment. And this goes back to something I know I've said in these rooted, and I've said before many times in my ministry, quoting from one of my mentors, Dr. Nick at Memphis Theological. Dr. Nick would say, let us be very careful calling down for God's judgment. When the God of heaven comes in judgment and sits upon His throne and brings forth judgment, all of us will be found lacking, he said. So then let us cry for mercy, not for judgment. That stuck with me through the years. Let us cry for mercy, not for judgment, because I don't want God to come judging me, because I'm going to be found inadequate. But what we see here in this chapter, chapter 3, is it almost is a microcosm of the totality of the book of Revelation. Because what you see in Revelation is very much what you see here. You see an image of the people of God being oppressed. They have scattered them among the nations. They have divided my land, cast lots for my people, traded boys for prostitutes, and sold girls for wine and drunk it down. So you see this image that the people of the world, people of these nations, have been oppressing and attacking and destroying God's people. And So often, when we're in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of persecution, in the midst of unrighteousness, in the midst of in the midst of pain, we can think God doesn't hear us. We can think and believe that our prayers are not working, that God does not hear them, that they're bouncing off the ceiling and never getting to God. Particularly when we're in a very bad, a very difficult season, we can feel as though that God is not listening. And what we see here in Joel 3, as I said, is a microcosm of even Revelation. We see that God hears the cry of his people. That God hears the pain of his people, God hears what his people are going through, and that he is keenly aware of that, and that he will come and judge on behalf of his people, that he will come and restore on behalf of his people, and he will come and make things right on behalf of his people. And so it isn't, y'all, that we have to defend God, is that God will defend us. So often we want to, we just finished Holy Week. And we want to be Peter and draw the sword and cut off the ear. That's what we want to do. It's what I want to do sometimes. It's what you probably want to do. We want to draw the sword and cut off the ear. Sometimes it feels like some people need their ears lopped off, doesn't it? But we don't have to be in the ear lopping business. We don't. God will judge, and God will make right. God sees the suffering of his people. God sees what his people are going through. God sees their pain, their loss, their hurt, their betrayal. God sees these things. God is not blind, and God is not deaf, and God is not unaware of what his people are going through. Our hope is in the Lord. The maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Psalm 121. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear our enemies. Or what we're going through. We don't have to worry about vengeance ourselves for the Lord sees, and the Lord will judge. Our job is to be faithful. Our job is to realize that this home is not our, this world's not our home. And there will be difficult days here on this earth. There will be days of trial and hurt and persecution. There will be. And there will be. There always are, and there always will be, because we live in a fallen world. And we live in a world that's imperfect, where evil will seem to win. But Joel reminds us that God sees the suffering of his people. And he calls them, don't give up hope. Don't quit. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Don't fret. Don't doubt. Don't grow angry. Don't grow weary. Don't give up. Because he will come in judgment. And that should fill us with hope. So we read these passages here. For me, so often I read these passages here, and it's much like reading Revelation. Well, you read this and you get scared, like, oh man, this is gonna be bad. Oh my goodness, I don't like this. This looks scary. I don't like the sound of this. That's what we read when that's what we feel sometimes when we read these type passages. But I think the way we should read this is not out of fear of these things, but out of hope. For God protects his people. God takes care of his own. God does not forget us. God does not forsake us. God does not leave us. But God is with us all the time. And honestly, God is with us the most in the difficult days, in the days that are hard, the days that are trying, the days that are painful. God is with us then perhaps the most. So don't lose hope. See in this passage that God will take care of his people. God will intercede on behalf of righteousness, that God will take care of all things. So hope in God, trust in God, even when it's hard, And most especially when it's hard, trust in God, for he will not leave his people. Tomorrow we'll read about what this day of joy looks like. So we'll pick up tomorrow and we'll finish out Joel chapter 3 tomorrow. Have a great Monday, and we'll see you in the morning. Have a great day.